So back in December, before the new year, I had a friend who was asking all of her friends to give her a focus word as she headed into the new year. Something to slow her down and to allow her to focus more on the meaningful aspects of life rather than what the world was trying to tell us that was important. So the trick was that we all had to give her a focus word that started with the first letter of our name. So since I'm Shannon, I would give her a word that started with an S. So I'm not going to tell you what that word is yet. But since new beginnings aren't just for January 1st, I decided since we're starting a new month here at Trinity, that we might try this as well. So I challenge you to this. So maybe you're starting a new season in life, or you're in a new situation in life. Maybe you could benefit from a focus word or something to slow you down. So, S, what did I give her? The word I gave her was savor. I wanted her to slow down and savor the little moments in life. The moments that the world rushes us past, you know, pushes us on to the next thing. So when I was thinking about a word for her, I decided I would play Wheel of Fortune and maybe think of some other words for some other letters. So your letter might not be in here, but if it's not, I challenge you to look for your own word. But here are some of the words I chose for the letters I picked. So if your name starts with J, maybe your focus word could be joy. You need to find joy and look for joy, but don't expect others to create your joy. You need to find joy for yourself. What if your letter is C? Maybe your word could be create. Create positivity or create happiness. Again, not relying on others for your mood and your state of mind. Make your own positivity and happiness. What about T? Thankfulness. Even on your worst days, you can find something to be thankful for. B, blessing. Be a blessing to someone else, and notice those that God has sent to you to be a blessing to you. What about D? I picked dare. Dare to step out. Dare to trust. Or maybe just do. Maybe there's something you've been wanting to do and you just haven't stepped out to do it yet. And the last letter I picked for this morning is K, kindness. Keep kindness in your words and in your attitudes and in your emotions, kindness. And remember, no matter what you give away, it comes back to you in greater measure. So we could all learn a lesson from that, to be sure. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift of community to help us through the various seasons and situations in life, the new beginnings that you lead us through. Please help us to focus on you and our relationship with you and others. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.